Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and I'm glad you're here. It's Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. I had to double-check that. About 1 minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. The final hour, folks, the home stretch, as I like to call it. And I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening on the internets at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of information last hour, lots of news, and there's plenty more where that came from. We continue with some of this. I'm being strangled by my headphone cord. Here we go. March 12th, that's technically today, earlier today, yesterday if you prefer. LiveScience.com is where you can find it. The Earth is heating up lately, but so are Mars, Pluto, and other worlds in our solar system, leading some scientists to speculate the sun's activity is the common thread linking all these baking events. Habibullah Abdusamatov, we already talked about him, head of space research at St. Petersburg's Pulkovo Astronomical Observatory in Russia, blames solar fluctuations for the Earth's trend. His initial comments were published online by National Geographic News in the story we already read. Here's what he said to Life Science in an email interview last week. Quote, man-made greenhouse warming has made a small contribution to the warming of the Earth in recent years, but it cannot compete with the increase in solar irradiance. The considerable heating and cooling of the Earth and on Mars always will be practically parallel. As for Abdusamatov's claim that solar fluctuations are causing Earth's current global warming, Charles Long, climate physicist at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratories in Washington, says that idea is nonsense. He said in a telephone interview, quote, that's nuts. It doesn't make physical sense that that's the case, end quote. All right, so here's an expert saying that another expert is crazy, nuts, nonsense. In 2005, Long's team published a study in the Journal of Science showing that the Earth has experienced a period of solar global dimming from 1960 to 1990, during which time solar radiation hitting our planet's surface decreased. Then from the mid-1990s onward, the trend reversed and the Earth experienced a solar brightening. Now, interestingly enough, we've got that last story that we just read to you where it talked about why this whole thing is a lie. And they said about the CO2 emissions ramped up dramatically after World War II. So that's the mid to the tail end of the 40s and onward. And they said only around the 70s did the planet start warming. So they said the CO2 emissions, that theory is full of holes. Okay, and this guy is saying, no. From 1960 to 1990, there was a time where solar radiation hit the planet and we had global dimming. They had less solar radiation. So he's saying that during the mid-1990s onward, the trend reversed and it experienced a solar brightening. These changes, he says, were not likely driven by fluctuations in the output of the sun, Long explained, but rather increases in atmospheric clouds or aerosols that reflected solar radiation back into space. Changes were not driven by fluctuations in the output of the sun, but rather increases in clouds or aerosols that reflected solar radiation back into space. We had a solar brightening, okay? And in essence, he's saying that those changes were the result of clouds, okay? Which, again, still doesn't say it has no disparity whatsoever as far as the sun's influence. Because he's saying, hey, look, the clouds have some kind of effect with filtering out some things with global dimming and global increasing, you know, dimming and whatever, brightening, I guess he calls it. And he's saying that's from clouds, but he's still making the point that the sun has something to do with that. So he's not, he goes on and says it's nonsense, that's nuts, it doesn't make any sense. But he's in essence, he seems to be supporting it. Now again, you know, scientists, they confuse themselves because they're so smart that they just talk in circles. But anyway, stay with us, folks. We'll be back in three.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and we continue with this story basically from LifeScience.com that is saying that other planets are experiencing warming as well. Now, it goes on. Others have pointed out anomalous warming on other worlds in our solar system. Benny Pizer, a social anthropologist at Liverpool John Moores University, who monitors studies with news reports of asteroids, global warming, and other potentially apocalyptic topics, recently quoted in the in his daily electronic newsletter the following from a blog called Stratosphere. Quote, global warming on Neptune's moon Triton, as well as on Pluto and on Jupiter, and now Mars, have some scientists scratching their heads over what could possibly be in common with the warming of all these planets. Could there be something in common with all the planets in our solar system that might cause them all to warm at the same time? End quote. That is an excellent point and a very, very important point. We'll get back to it. Pizer says in an email interview, quote, I think it's an intriguing coincidence that warming trends have been observed on a number of very diverse planetary bodies in our solar system. Perhaps this is all just a fluke, end quote. So this guy takes the it's a giant coincidence theory, which I don't buy into at all. But scientists, of course, offer alternative explanations for the anomalous warming on each of these other planetary bodies. And again, keep in mind that sometimes the simplest explanation is the legitimate one. The warming on Triton, for example, could be the result of extreme southern summer on the moon, a season that occurs every few hundred years, as well as possible changes in the makeup of the surface ice that caused it to absorb more of the sun's heat. So what are they saying that the sun caused it? Researchers credited Pluto's warming to possible eruptive activity and a delayed thawing from its last close approach to the sun in 1989. So basically it's the sun. And the recent storm activity on Jupiter is being blamed on a recurring climatic cycle that churns up material from the gas giant's interior and lofts it to the surface where it is heated by the sun. So these are the alternative explanations. So in essence, the guy, the Russian guy, Abdusamatov, is being called a quack, a crank, a wacko, nuts, nonsense, whatever you want to call it, because he's saying the sun is causing it. And the reason why he's saying the sun is causing it is because we're seeing some commonalities here. Again, the moons of Neptune, as well as Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and the Earth, all experiencing global warming. And some people are saying that's coincidence. Now, I want to offer you up something else. Now, what else would all these things have in common other than the sun? It's not carbon dioxide, that's for sure. It's not greenhouse gas emissions, and it's not human beings. So what is it? What could it be? Well, I would refer you to a number of different things, but in essence, people have talked about this, about Planet X, or whatever you want to call it, this asteroid, this comet coming through the solar system and causing rapid climate change. So I ask you this. The governments are being involved heavily with this global warming push. Now, a lot of people in the U.S. might say, no, that's crazy. They're not involved with that. Bush is trying to suppress global warming. Is he? Or is he trying to put the appearance out of suppressing global warming? Here's the thing. When you look at Bush, he's been saying global warming doesn't exist or whatever, that humans don't have a part in it. Now, if you take the guy who's probably the most hated American in America, that would be George W. Bush, with very, very, very little approval rating. If he says global warming doesn't exist, then the vast majority of America are going to say it does, if only to spite the man they don't approve of. Do you see the brilliance of this? And again, making it a campaign issue, giving it the churches a reason to jump on board with the global warming issue, because again, the Republicans have not delivered on their gay marriage ban, and they haven't delivered on their abortion ban. So they might be, the churches might be turning the tide towards the Democrats come 2008 on this issue, where you've got the planet Earth. It was God's gift to human beings. Human beings have destroyed it, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse unless we change things. Yes, abortion is important, and yes, a ban on gay marriage is important too, but we have to fix the planet first so we have a planet where we can be out there protesting and not burn to a crisp in the sun, because how much fun is that going to be for the church groups? When we all get out there and call people fags and throw Bibles at them and stuff, we might get a sunburn. So we got to fix the planet first. Okay, that was a slam at the churches, but that, at least I hope you realize that, because if you're nodding your head going, yeah, then maybe you have a different problem altogether. So just go with me on this theory now. Planet X coming through. Majority of the observatories on this planet that have the ability to see that are U.S. government-controlled. The other ones are government-controlled at some level. So if the governments of the world, okay, and they understand all this, and we talked about this, is the reason why for the war on that we have the war on terror, that we have this push for the acquisition of natural resources, which is why we're going after a country like Iran and Iraq, but not a country like North Korea. North Korea has nothing to offer us. North Korea has no natural resources. Why do we want North Korea? We'd say, all right, North Korea, well, we're just going to shame you into nuclear disarmament. And then if you do that, then we'll give you the thumbs up and you'll be golden with us. But Iran, no. Even though you've done all these things, we still don't trust you. We believe that you're aiding the insurgency and all these other things. A reason to get in there and acquire their natural resources. And other countries are aware of this. They know what's going on, and that's why they might oppose it. That's why they might balk at something like the Iraq war, and certainly would about the Iran war. Now, again, key findings of the Pentagon report on abrupt climate change. This is from The Observer, the British press, February 22, 2004, just highlights here. Future wars will be fought over the issue of survival rather than religion, ideology, or national honor. There's your war on terror. Says by 2007, violent storms will smash coastal barriers, rendering parts of the Netherlands uninhabitable. Cities like The Hague will be abandoned. In California, the Delta Island levees in the Sacramento River area are breached, disrupting the aqueduct system transporting water from north to south. So again, it goes on and on and on. And I'll get to that. But keep in mind a couple things. If, in fact, Planet X is real, if, in fact, Planet X is approaching, if, in fact, Planet X will have these types of changes, does it not seem extraordinarily likely that the Pentagon would be able to access these observatories easier than other people? In which case, the Pentagon report is on abrupt climate change. It is not on global warming. There's a huge difference. And it says that between 2010 and 2020, Europe will be hardest hit by climatic change with an average annual temperature drop of 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Climate in Britain will become colder and drier as weather patterns begin to resemble Siberia. Deaths from war and famine run into the millions until the planet's population is reduced by such an extent that the Earth can cope. Riots and internal conflict will tear apart India, South Africa, and Indonesia. Access to water becomes a major battleground. The Nile, the Danube, and the Amazon, all mentioned as being high risk. Rich areas like the U.S. and Europe will become virtual fortresses to prevent millions of migrants from entering after being forced from land drowned by sea level rise to no longer able to grow crops. Waves of boat people will pose significant problems. Nuclear arms proliferation will be inevitable. Japan, South Korea, and Germany will develop nuclear weapons capabilities, as do Iran, Egypt, and North Korea. Israel, China, India, and Pakistan are also poised to use the bomb. And it goes on and on and on. So what you have here, I think, is an important point. And again, go with me on this theory. If they know that Planet X is real and they know that Planet X is coming, Planet X would have these kinds of effects on us. Global warming in some places. Now, remember the other report, the IPCC, said North America wouldn't fare that badly, Europe wouldn't fare that badly, Australia wouldn't fare that badly. Well, here in the Pentagon climate report, they're saying that Britain and Europe would face some cold weather, global cooling for them, global warming for other places, sea level rise for some places, and so on and so forth. But in essence, it's not all warming. So in essence, Britain would be getting colder, which means that they wouldn't, meaning that part of the European Union wouldn't be facing global warming reports. So the IPCC has some truth in it. It just has a lot of lies as well. But anyway, I digress. If Planet X is going to cause these kinds of effects here on Earth, starting in, you know, and they go on to say 2004 and 5 and so on and so forth, but 2007 mentioned as a significant year, 2010 also. But if it's having that effect on us that soon, wouldn't it also be having an effect on everything else in the solar system, such as Mars, Pluto, Jupiter, Earth, and so on and so forth? Yes, it would. So I think that's the big factor. I mean, yes, they all have the sun in common, but they also would all have Planet X in common if Planet X is in fact real and is in fact headed this way, then it would have that effect, again, like a global warming type effect on all these planets. So I think that's extremely interesting. Now, again, just a theory, folks, just tossing it out there for your approval or disapproval, but I do think that that is another thing in common that all these planets have other than the sun. So you can choose to accept this as complete and total coincidence on a galactic scale, or you can say sometimes, you know, we can make it really simple. You can say, well, this causes this, this causes that, that causes that, or you can say, hey, this could cause everything. That seems to be a more rational, more logical, and certainly a more simple explanation. But I think that in this series of news, we've covered quite a bit about global warming and whatnot. And there's still plenty more, but we'll see where it goes. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A couple of additional stories you might enjoy. This one from March 1st, MSNBC.com. Human-induced global warming poses as much danger to the world as war, said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Thursday as he urged the U.S. to take the lead in the fight against global warming. In his first address on the subject at the UN General Assembly Hall, Ban said he would emphasize the climate crisis with the leaders at a June meeting in Germany. The Group of Eight industrialized nations, which include Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, the U.S., and Russia. So this is going to be a big issue come June. And I think there's a reason why they scheduled it in June, aside from the fact that, you know, it's the Group of Eight meeting, so the G8, who knows when they usually have that. I guess it's usually in the summer. But people buy the global warming thing a little bit more when they're paying exorbitant amounts of power bills to keep their houses cool with running the air conditioner. So people will buy into that a little bit more than if they were to, say, bring it up in, I don't know, February or March or something. Anyway, said Ban, who became UN chief on January 1st, he said, quote, in coming decades, changes in our environment and the resulting upheavals from droughts to inundated coastal areas to loss of arable land are more likely to become a major driver of war and conflict, end quote. Much like the Pentagon climate report. But again, if you factor in that the world leaders, for the most part, know something is going on, then they would push for this UN IPCC report to say it's global warming and, of course, make a little money on the side. That's what it's all about. Ban said the world needed a more coherent system of international environmental governance and that he hoped the United States would take the lead in looking toward the climate change fight beyond 2012 when the International Kyoto Climate Pact expires. Ban has pledged to make climate change a top priority and said the United Nations is the natural arena to tackle the problem. So a more international environmental governance, the United Nations. Now, we know about their sustainable development. We know about their agenda for the rewilding of the United States. There are maps available on that. These things are nothing new. Instead, the United Nations is preparing for a UN Framework Convention on Climate Change conference to be held in Bali, Indonesia, in December. So we'll see how well that's received as a UN climate change, global warming, I should say, issue in December. Ban said the success of the Oscar-winning documentary Inconvenient Truth, inspired by former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's environmental campaign, showed, quote, even among the broader public, climate change is no longer an inconvenient issue. It is an inescapable reality, end quote. Yeah, climate change is a reality. Global warming, not so much. A couple of interesting stories on that. March 5th, the Toronto Star. Frigid conditions made this month the coldest February in 28 years, according to Environment Canada's senior climatologist David Phillips. Not since 1979 has February dished up such bone-rattling conditions. The average temperature was negative 8.4 degrees Celsius, which is 3 degrees colder than normal. That also made it the fifth coldest February since 1937, when weather records were first kept at what is now Pearson International Airport. Fifth coldest February since 1937. Fifth coldest February in 70 years in Canada. Doesn't sound like global warming, does it? Phillips said, quote, this is winter at its worst, end quote. Environment Canada is calling for normal temperatures throughout March, April, and May. Not exorbitantly warm, normal. This is from March 5th. You can find this at the Shanghai Daily. The strongest March snowstorm to hit northeast China's Liang province in 56 years has left at least one person dead and seven injured after the roof of an agricultural trade building collapsed under the weight of snow. Three arched ceilings collapsed, burying about 20 stall owners and customers, said a witness. Beginning Saturday night, rain and snow had fallen continually in most parts of the Liaoning province, with reported precipitations of 36 millimeters in Shenyang, 56 millimeters in Dailan, and 68 millimeters in Dangdong. The Shenyang Meteorological Observatory reported snow piled up 2 meters high in some areas. 6 feet of snow. The strongest March snowstorm to hit that area of China in 56 years. Doesn't sound like global warming, does it? And finally, this story here in the segment, which I think is very interesting. March 2nd, The Times Online. An arch-conservative cardinal chosen by the Pope to deliver this year's Lenten meditations to the Vatican hierarchy has caused consternation by giving warning of an antichrist who is a, quote, pacifist, ecologist, and ecumenist. Cardinal Giacomo Beefy, age 78, who retired as Archbishop of Bologna 3 years ago, quoted Vladimir Solovyov, the Russian philosopher and mystic, as predicting that the Antichrist, quote, will convoke an ecumenical council and seek the consensus of all the Christian confessions, end quote. In essence, a one-world religion. He says the masses would follow the Antichrist, quote, with the exception of small groups of Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants who would fight to prevent the watering down ultimate destruction of the faith. So in essence, folks, the headline says it all. Pope is warned of a green Antichrist. Very interesting. There's your environment. There's your environmental issues. Antichrist issues, in essence, and we may see that develop. I don't know. Stay with us. We're back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Your thoughts on any of this stuff? Basically, to summarize the incessantly long news segment there, and I apologize for that, what we've got is a situation where global warming is shaping up to be the biggest issue. In fact, the United Nations obviously having a hand in this. Anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 scientists collectively have given their consent, although some not, to sign off on this thing, which is then edited down by government officials. Now, I don't know who, because we're talking about the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is, again, touting global warming, not climate change. What do they know? How do they know it? And how do you account for the fact that human beings are causing global warming, yet at the same time you've got global warming on other globes in the solar system, such as Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and, of course, the Earth? So I see this as an opportunity for more control mechanisms. I see it as a strengthening of the United Nations. And you think about it, most Americans would not take UN rule over them. However, if you've got, again, George W. Bush saying he doesn't believe in global warming, well, first of all, anybody that, like myself perhaps, who doesn't really necessarily believe that the CO2 emissions, the human involvement, is causing global warming, I get lumped in with the George W. Bushes, unfortunately, which makes me look like an idiot simply because I agree with him on one issue. Although I'm not in the pocketbook of the oil company, so I have a little bit more, I guess, perhaps legitimacy. So the other people, which is, again, if you think that 30% or so think that President Bush is a great guy, that leaves about 70% who really don't like him very much at all, which means that they'll probably endorse something just to fly in the face of what the president says. And again, Al Gore winning an Oscar and things like that, it gives substantial authority, albeit transparent authority, but to the majority of the deluded masses out there that this thing is legitimate. So they might actually buy into it. They might be all, I want to be green too. So they might buy into the United Nations, this international governance of the environment. And again, take a look at some of the UN programs that are already out there and just needed some legitimacy, especially to get a foothold here in the United States, which are predominantly, we don't dig on the UN too much. We don't like what they do. They've never done anything for us. They've never done anything for anybody else for the most part. But, of course, they have this air of illegitimacy, and this could give them some legitimacy and, therefore, again, a foothold here in the U.S. But if you factor in, again, the other things that we talked about, such as perhaps like a Planet X, and then this Pentagon climate report as the rationale for the war on terror, which is only going after oil-producing nations, we all have probably made that connection, it starts to add up to something else. So I urge you all to think very clearly about all this and look at the opportunities for them to make money. And they're already doing this with carbon credits, where you can buy these credits, and the credits, the money that you spend, goes to offsetting carbon emissions, and therefore you're allowed to actually utilize more. That's what Al Gore's big thing has been. He's like saying, yeah, well, I know I'm using more, but I'm buying carbon credits. No, he's not, and it's a big scam in and of itself. But you're going to see more scamsketeers out there. Insurance companies are going to be raising rates right and left because global warming is going to cause worse hurricanes, and your communities are going to be destroyed. You're no longer going to be able to afford insurance in some of these coastal communities. Watch for that if it isn't already happening. Everybody else is going to be looking to market this and make money on this. This is what it's all about, making money, finding ways to tax the nation and subsequently to tax the individuals of whatever nation you're talking about for their energy usage. It's all coming for that purpose. They can make a little money before the whole Planet X thing falls apart and destroys things. But in the interim, of course, they're going to be out there doing their own thing, making money and profiting off of you, all because of a lie that most people are willing to believe because it is contrary to a president that they don't like. 800-313-9443, your thoughts. Steve in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show. Hello, Hi, Steve. Frank. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Hey, I'm the guy that called about the guy that wrote the scientist about Jesus' tomb.
Finding yes, Jesus' yes, tomb. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And did you discuss that on another program on Monday?
On another program?
Yeah, or on this program. Did you have actually somebody on there talking about it?
Not on Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, that the guy I looked up, he deals with that weather manipulation and gamma radiation. Is this the guy's name's Andrew Furberger, the guy that the scientist that is saying that was Jesus' tomb? Mm-hmm. It's amazing that he knows about weather manipulation. But anyway, the reason I called was you were talking about global warming. And back in 1988, this fellow told me about not so much global warming, but I think I put it together. They are expecting major changes in the weather patterns here in the United States. And the reason the government's talking about global warming is to condition the non-thinking people to accept drastic changes in the weather, because they're going to switch it, you know, like from global warming to drastic changes in the weather, you know, coming up. I forget the terminology you used, but Fred told me something about something that was called the deep freeze, where one winter, it'd probably be this year or next, or rather 08 or 09, where in February and March, it'll, you know, how they're manipulating the jet stream. Mm-hmm. Well, it'll stay. We'll stay in a cold swath way until like June. And he also talked about earthquakes and, you know, the east coast of the United States pretty much being underwater. And, you know, like the thinking people, these scientists that know about weather, like you say, they get up and leave during these conferences because they know the government's wrong on what they're saying. But the non-thinking people believe everything the government says. So if the government talks about climate change and we start having real severe winters and rains that don't end and earthquakes, well, then the government was right. I think they're just conditioning the people for drastic weather changes, which will, you know, cause martial law and force the government to protect us. And, of course, if you don't put these, their end goal will be, you know, low-cost light bulbs for every household. And, you know, if I go into your house and I know that you still have the old light bulbs, I can always call the cops up and, you know, the people in the black vests will come in to, you know, take care of you if you don't have the new light bulbs in.
That's exactly right, Mike.
So there'll have to be a way for them to enforce that.
You're exactly right. And I think it's interesting you mentioned about earthquakes. There is a series of earthquake drills being scheduled all along the New Madrid Fault coming up probably this summer. So, you know, when we looked at, and we've talked about this with Jerry Smith, who wrote the book Weather Warfare, which is just a phenomenal work that he's done. I mean, he put years and years into that. And in the course of that book, they go through a whole slew of different government projects that have names and dates and all that stuff. I mean, it's all validated. And they talk about simulating earthquakes and, of course, a variety of other things such
as
tsunamis.
They have the Tesla technology.
Yes.
And that's what's going to cause the earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
What this guy Woodley told me, he says the big one's going to happen in I believe that's the first one that's supposed to happen in California. But he even, you know, he even said, no, there's going to be earthquakes all over the United States, even in Pennsylvania, which, you know, I found it hard to believe. But he's insinuating that they can tell from space the way the plates are set and that they have the ability. And I asked him, I said, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to shake up all the plates? What do you get out of this after it's done with? And he says, well, the plates are sliding anyway. He says, and when a new world order takes over, we don't want to have to deal with it anymore. We're going to shake it a little bit and let it settle, and then we won't have earthquakes for another 1,000 years after that, was his theory. Whether or not it's a valid theory or not, I don't know.
So in essence, if they discharge this seismic energy by causing earthquakes, and then they think that it'll take a while for it to build back up again.
Certainly.
Yeah, that makes sense. I disagree, obviously, with everything
There are specialists that disagree with that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's an interesting theory, and it wouldn't surprise me, because the powers that be, you know, that's the main thing, Steve, is they just don't care. So,
well, they don't. If they really cared, you know, why would they be, you know, spraying these chemicals in the air with these chemtrails.
Right on.
And you know what? It takes a war to hide the amount of fuel going into those jets. Mm. You know, I don't think that they could do it and can keep doing it and hide the cost of that oil that they're burning up if they didn't have a war going on at the same time.
I think that's an excellent point. And, you know, it ties in with a bunch of other things as well, which is, you know, just various sort of, you know, we hear about, oh, a million's lost there, a million's lost here. I mean, all that stuff gets funneled somewhere.
Yes,
it is. They care way too much about money to be able to just misplace a few billion and just go, oh, well, finders keepers. I mean, it doesn't help.
And they know exactly where every dime went.
Absolutely, they do. You know, the other thing that's interesting, the New Madrid Fault is pretty substantial. It runs up. I don't think it gets quite to Pennsylvania, but it goes up probably through Illinois. I don't know exactly what side of the Great Lakes, but I'm pretty sure it's the western side. So, you know, you would feel something like that. If the New Madrid went, it would be dramatic. And the last time it did, it rang bells in, like, Maine or something. I mean, it's pretty substantial. So if you think about that in that context, and up in Ohio, they actually had a big earthquake earlier today, I believe. It was a 3.6 or something.
Okay, well, there was one up here about a year and a half ago that I think was like a 3 or 4. which you can feel at 3 or 4.
Yeah, they had a 3.6, I believe it was today.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
up in Ohio. So, yes, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, thank God. Right?
The other thing, too, is when I called in, you know, I had explained to you how those chemtrails, that it was actually jet fuel.
Oh, yeah.
And then two guys called in, you know, with valid arguments, but, you know, I found out what was wrong with their arguments. The first guy said that it can't be coming out of the exhaust of the jet because you see them turn them off every now and then for a little while, then they turn them back on. So, and it wouldn't be good to do that with an engine. It even happens in the, it even is shown live happening in the Carnicoms film where the jets, you know, chem spraying, and then it shuts off, and then it's chem spraying again. And I've seen it personally. If you watch them long enough, you'll see them shut off and start again. But I'm saying it is coming from the jet engines because you see a chem trail, then you don't see a contrail, then you see a chem trail. If you're watching them in live motion or if you watch the Carnicom film, there's no it's got to be coming from the engine because there's no contrail in between the two chemtrails. In other words, if it was a real jet, it would have a contrail, and
not
you know,
necessarily.
Well, okay. Well, okay.
I mean, jets don't always leave contrails.
No. Well, they leave little ones. Yeah. You know?
I
think.
I guess.
Oh well. The other one that I had was a photograph of the other thing I saw was a photograph. Some guy actually took a photograph of this jet with two like mufflers on the bottom of it and all this stuff coming out. Did you see that photograph?
I don't know.
You don't have any up on your website?
Probably not. But...
okay, well, the one I saw, I don't know where, if I saw it on Alex Jones's website, or I saw it somewhere, and I'm sure there's more than one photograph of this out there. But if you look at the photograph, it's a jet flying, and somebody from the bottom of it took a picture of it up top. And you see two exhaust ports. They kind of look like fake mufflers on the bottom of the aircraft. Mm-hmm. And I used to fabricate things very similar to these exhausts. I rolled metal and bent. I worked in sheet metal most of my life. And that exhaust system's fake. And on top of that, if that is the exhaust system, I mean, if that is the you know, it says this shows you that it's not coming out of the, you know, that it's independent of the exhaust. But it doesn't show you where the real exhaust from the plane is coming out of. It shows a little bit of smoke coming out of the wingtips. Now, I don't know if that's supposed to be the exhaust of the airplane or not. I never saw that. In other words, if you look at the photo, it's fake. You know, okay.
Well, there's a, I think some of the best pictures I've seen, and I referenced this in the series of calls that we took, is Scott Stevens' website, WeatherWars.
Okay, I'll check it. See
it's
if
WeatherWars.info, and then
maybe
you,
that's where I did see it. Well, if I see it, I'll send you the photo.
Is it look like a big round circular thing?
It was two of
like
them.
Then it's different. What I've seen on his website is a big round circular thing that looks like it would basically be for diffusing liquid into the sky. And anyway, this is a giant thing, and it's on the back end of an airplane. So
no, that's
you know,
not what I saw. What I saw looked like two mufflers on the bottom of a jet. It looked fake as all get out. And then when you looked for the real exhaust come out of the plane, there was no real exhaust coming out of the plane. In other words, where's the exhaust from the jet coming from? You know, because the photograph was taken from maybe 100 yards away, you know, from another jet below it. But anyway, I really think that, you know, sometimes the government will say, oh, the reason we're putting the chemtrails up is to shield the Earth from solar radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's true, wouldn't we just like spray the United States and the, you know, for the day and the heck with the, you know, why spray the whole world?
Well, yeah, that's a good point, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to this, and we're not quite sure. You know, again, we're just sort of on the cusp of understanding a lot of these things. But, you know, when you think about it, what they basically have said is that cloud cover and whatnot traps the heat in.
Yes, it does, and it causes global warming.
Exactly.
So they can't win anyway. But the common man, all they hear is global warming and weather change.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, when the weather changed, they'll say, oh, the government was right. They tried to warn us. They told us, you know, that the, you know, we were going to have severe weather change because of this. And sure enough, here it is.
Well said. Well, that's an excellent point, and I think you're right. And I think that hopefully if people can see the truth out there, and obviously they have to look for it themselves, hopefully that will sort of counteract the disinformation that will come from the government inevitably. But you're right. It's very possible that if this cloud cover does cause warming, which it does, anybody will tell you that a clear night is definitely a colder night.
Right.
Any time of the year. Then you would have to say, well, are they trying to cause global warming? And if they are, then maybe it's for that exact purpose. So that way people can, you know, have to experience these things. And then, of course, if they were to stop, they can say, oh, it's the greenhouse gas emissions. These extra taxes we're levying is really working.
Well, I think you said it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Your commercial's coming up.
Okay. Well, I didn't know how much time you needed. We got about 30 seconds on this.
Oh, okay. Well, you had said about the scientists walking out of these conventions.
Yes.
They know they're right, and the government's lying, and that's why they're walking out.
You're exactly right.
Catch you later. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you will also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back to the Big Show, folks. Final moments here of our Tuesday morning edition, Frankly Speaking Radio. It has been an action-packed 4 hours. We covered a lot of ground. But again, let's go through some of it here. You've got, again, this agenda behind global warming. What is causing it? Is it global warming or is it climate change? Is it natural or is it man-made? All of these things are being manipulated, and you must understand this, and I know that you do. You also have to take into account, I think, the Pentagon abrupt climate change report and view that in terms of global warming because it flies in the face of science. Yet here you've got in the United States George W. Bush, who said global warming doesn't exist. He got this report from the Pentagon, which kind of says that global warming does, but it also says climate change in essence. So it's more than just the warming factor. It's warming and cooling and dramatic climactic upheaval. If George W. Bush was wanting to prove himself right, why would he not float that report out there? Because obviously if global warming is a reality, oil prices are going to go up, which means that he gets to make more money being an oil man, which means that his buddies in the oil industry get to make more money, which means that they need to acquire as much natural resources as they can in the time that they have. So ask yourselves that. Why is there a portion of the Pentagon climate report that's classified? Who are they keeping it classified from? Now, I would hazard a guess and say that, again, it probably has to do with something that we haven't information about, such as perhaps Planet X. Now, it could be other factors. I don't know. But I do think it's noteworthy, and we've had John Moore on the show to talk about it. We've had Jerry Smith on the show to talk about it. We've had a variety of different guests who have spoken of these things in depth. So, again, when you've got the Pentagon Climate Report and you've got global warming, you've got this massive issue that's poised to be a bigger issue, it does explain the war on terror. And it also explains, again, the sort of positioning of the powers that be. As we said, the Pope is being warned of a green Antichrist. Now, they don't mean that he's an alien per se. They just mean that he's green in his politics, meaning that he's an environmentalist. Okay? So if that's the case, and you've got the Pope being told that, and you've got George W. Bush getting a timeline of end time events from the Jack Van Impe Ministries, and you've got the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, basically posting on the state website for the country of Iran that the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, will be returning this year in the spring. You've got a lot of world leaders, a lot of movers and shakers, a lot of people who make decisions that influence you, basically reading their holy books. So I ask you if you've read yours as of late. Maybe you should get a heads up on what's coming and what it's all about. When the government, the U.S. government, has a project called Wormwood, that's planetary defense, identifying and studying any sort of interplanetary objects, that indicates to me that, A, first of all, they're paying attention to what's out there, and B, they're not trying to stop it because they probably can't. Project Wormwood. Wormwood in the Bible actually does impact with the Earth. So naming it Wormwood indicates that they're either A, trying to completely disprove the Bible, or B, they know it's going to happen, they know they can't stop it, so they're just going to prepare for it. So when you factor all that stuff in there, I urge you to pray on this stuff and try to find some sort of center of faith, something that sort of makes sense, some way that rationalizes all of this evidence together into one coherent and cohesive mindset, something that you can make sense of. It's all about where you are led on this. So process all this information and see where it takes you, folks, and share it with everybody else, because that's what this is, this big collective of group ideas and whatnot. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.